This is MSO News. I'm Rick Moore, joined now by Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga and his lovely assistant Pam Toby at the Cake Inn in Gloucester. You know what? I haven't been in here before. Have you guys been in here?
Oh, yeah. Great stuff. The coudumont, that's what they're called, the little pastries. Mm-hmm. People can't see where I'm pointing, but I'm pointing over there.
Okay.
Really good. Got to check those out.
All right. When you get down to business, what's on the agenda for today, Mr. Mayor?
Well, the first thing I'd like to talk about is the special election that's coming up on April 24th. Mm. That's related to the 3A zoning. One thing I just want people to be understand is the vote is only whether or not we continue with what the city council already passed. A no vote does not mean we're done with this. The state has made it very clear, the Attorney General, and a recent ruling from the state Supreme Court, the SJC, State Judicial Supreme Court, has confirmed it's constitutional, and it is a requirement that cities and towns, the 177 MTA communities, come into compliance with this law. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping people will vote yes and save us time, because as soon as the yes vote happens, we are already in compliance with what we submitted. And if it's a no vote, we immediately start round two.
Given the political fallout of losing federal funds to the state, I have become more aware of how important funding is. You know, your tax money goes in, you want to get some of it back.
Right.
Is there any, have you noticed any change in attitude for people? Is there more of a consensus to vote for 3A?
I think that people are starting to understand what it really means, because early on, some of the opposition wrote, they'd say things like, well, we don't need these grants. This is stuff we wouldn't do anyway. But that's totally wrong. We use grants pretty much every day of the week. And I'll give an example. So as mayor, I serve on the Seaport Economic Council, the SEC. And we had a meeting in Boston in December, and I was voting on, there were a couple communities that were getting $1 million grants for their seawalls and other projects, and other communities, cities and towns getting $100,000 here, $200,000 there. And it was occurring to me that my community cannot even apply for the grants, because we, at that time, were out of compliance with the state 3A law, which is crazy, you know, that this money is out there. We have city-owned docks that need extensive repair, and not having that tool in our toolbox to help fund it is just a horrible thing to think about. Toward the end of the year, we got a $400,000 grant for do some sewer work on utility work up on the end of Gloucester Ave, $500,000 to go towards our water treatment plant, wastewater treatment plant. Those were both at risk of being lost. But luckily, after the court ruling, our compliant date for 3A was pushed out till this July. So we'll be able to use the $900,000 of grants before the end of the fiscal year. But if we are not in compliance by July 20-something or other, we are in deep trouble, and we will not be able to get grants.
Well, I've changed my mind, so good job.
Thank you. But we might as well talk about the federal grants, too, because that's another wild card. As we're seeing every day, it's, you know, whatever the whim du jour is of the decision maker, grants are being pulled, other institutions, states are being threatened of losing grants. We get about $2 million to our school departments from the Department of Education. And who knows what's going to happen? They're talking about eliminating the department, and allegedly the funds will be distributed elsewhere through other agencies. But who knows if it's going to happen? If all of a sudden we have to have a balanced budget voted by July 1 this year, and it's going to be based on assumptions of what we've gotten in the past. And the state has billions of dollars of assumptions in their budget. So so city and state have a July 1 deadline. It's October 1, I believe, for the federal government. So these three different requirements for a balanced budget, well, the federal doesn't have to do balanced, are at different times. Because we have to do it July 1, the state can push their deadline out, right. You know, and sometimes they have by several weeks, but the federal government's October. But nobody has really knows what the final fallout is going to be with these grants.
Well, I think I read last week or 2 weeks ago that the federal government pulled a lot of money from a fresh vegetable program or a fresh food program that went that was being implemented in Gloucester schools, and the state came back with a little bit, like maybe 10% of that.
Yeah, it's that's stuff that people just don't really think about. It's not just $1 million to do, you know, a sewer plant, for instance, which we actually have we were granted $1 million earmark last year that I hope will actually show up to fund the sewer plant. Let me rephrase that, to go towards the sewer plant funding, which is $206 million. But there's all these other grants that people don't realize are going on every single day. You know, and it's not just us. It's cities and towns all over the country. Primarily, it looks like blue states are being targeted, but that's another story.
Yeah, it sure is. And I don't have enough time today to get into that. I'm sure you don't either. What about your tours around the city now? You've been going from place to place with informal, I presume, sessions, letting people know about what's going on in the city?
Yeah, we did four sessions starting late February, right, through the third week of March. We hit four areas. We did Beeman School, Rose Baker Senior Center. Let's see, I'm trying to think of the other one. West Parish School and not East Vets. I'm drawing a blank on the fourth one, but we did four. Tried to get it around the city as much as we could, just to sort of give a state of the city. Mm-hmm. Talked about all the projects that have been going on, a look ahead of what the budgeting is going to look like. When we started the tour, the federal funding wasn't as scary as it was by the end of my tour. The threats of being cut. So it was good. We had a really good turnout at a couple of them. Mediocre turnout at a couple of the others, but it's recorded in full, so if people would like to see it, it's on the mayor's Facebook page and on the city website. They can take a look.
Okay. Yeah, I'll rip off some of the audio.
That's cool. Great.
Okay. All right, what else is going on?
Let's see. Well, we're coming into spring. Well, not today. Whatever day of the week it is, it's either spring or winter. But we're excited, start to get the city cleaned up, be prepared for some exciting events. It's going to be a busy summer. Mm. One thing that people should put on their radar and on their schedule is the Rev 250. There's going to be a reenactment of the Battle of Bunker Hill. Gloucester's the stand-in for Bunker Hill down at Stage Fort Park. That's going to be fun. Obviously, this fiesta will be back. There's just a lot going on. The beach is here. Your beach sticker application should be available in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Let's not rush the season, Julie. Let's get into spring, but
no,
I understand.
You still like to ski.
Oh, absolutely. All right. I think, finally, the Gloucester Times had a big article yesterday or the day before on elections coming up.
Yeah.
This is an election year, and what's the outlook in terms of the city from your perspective?
Well, we'll see what happens with, I don't know for sure who's not running incumbents. I'm not sure who's looking to get into the race for newcomers. I'm running. I pulled my papers, and I should say, if we were in my office, I wouldn't feel comfortable talking about this, but since we're not in my office, I'll add this little political bit that I pulled papers to run for re-election. I'll be actively seeking signatures over the next few weeks, and, I think we've done a pretty good job for the first 3 years and 3 months, and I'm happy to run on my record.
All right. From Awesome Cake Ban, Cake Ann on Cape Ann. That's Mayor Greg Verga. This is MSO News Sports, and I'm Rick Moore.